Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Armi Yorani Mirasi for Gil Shoshana Basnecha Gittel, Chanali Basnecha Gittel, Anina Basheva Basnecha Gittel, Simcha Benecha Gittel, Minishmas Maras Esther Basrib Shmuel. It says in the Torah, Vayomer Hashem, Lo Tova Osodom Levadu, Esel Ezer Kenegdo. God says, it's not good for man to be alone, a very famous pasuk. Let me make for him a helpmate opposite him. Rashi says that the reason God had to make this, or decided, Hashem doesn't have to do anything. The reason Hashem decided to make this Ezer Kenegdo was Shalayom Rishte Rishio Sam. People shouldn't say that there are two sources of power in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yonam Yochid Ben Lozu. God is in the upper worlds, alone, and he has no partner. V'Zeh B'Tachtona Ben Lozug, and he is in the lower world, man, and he has no partner. So in this way, we are both God, so to speak. So in order to disabuse one from that false notion that we both have power, Chas V'Shalom, the two Rishuyos, and Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man a partner, and this way people would realize that it's not true, it's only one God. So we have to understand why Rashi is Motzi is a Pasuk Mipshuto, that Pashup Pshat is that it's not good for man to be alone, like everybody learns the Pasuk. And Rashi says this new Pshat, that it's not Mitzad Adam, it's Mitzad that people shouldn't say that Shtei Rishuyos Heim. It's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. Rashi's coming, as he tells us a number of times, Miyashi Pshuto Shel Mikra, Gemara Yevamah Samach Aleph Amid Beis, learns from Lo Tov that even somebody who has children should not be without a wife, because it says Lo Tov. So you see that it's talking about the matzav of a person himself, and not like Rashi seems to say. And also in the Gemara there, Samach Beis Amid Beis, Kol Shein Lo Isha, Shari Below Simcha, Below Bracha, etc., Below Tova. Allah get the zachin, you're losing so many good things if you don't have a wife. So bracha and simcha and tova, wife is awesome. So, and the Gemara brings the pasuk lo tova yosodim levado. So you see again, it's going on man. It's not going on shtei rishuyos. It's not why there's a helpmate. It's because it's good for man. Not only that, it says in the pasuk, you know what the solution to the lo tov is? As a lo ezer kenegdo, let me make a helpmate opposite him. So, according to Rashi, what the discussion here, the issue here, is not in the chisar and ezer; it's on the fact that he's a yachid. So, why does this person have to be an ezer kenegdo? If you hold that it's bad for man to be alone, so now he has a ezer kenegdo, so it's gevaldik. But if you hold that the issue, like Rashi says, is that man can't be alone because people will say that there are two Rishuyos, that man is the ruler down here, he's alone down here. So, Ezer Kenegdo wouldn't solve that problem. Doesn't need to be an Ezer Kenegdo, just needs to be someone else. Why does it have to be an Ezer Kenegdo? And also, another kash is, did God change his mind? First, he creates man, and they realize, oh! It's not good for man to be alone. Like, you know, when you're working something out, so you don't get it until first you think something, and then you realize, oh, that's not going to work, and you adjust. Well, Hashem had to adjust here. He had to shift his original plan from his original plan. Original plan was make man alone, and then he said, nah, you see, it's not working over here. Well, what changed? That Hashem changed his mind. So, Mori V'Rabbi, I go on a gold with every sick man. In his Sefer Diva Air, we've been had many, many shiurim from Al Pitaraso, Shomarenu Rabbeinu Agon Agadol. So he explains as follows, that Be'emes mitzad etzem ha'she lo tov lo'odam li'os levado, we don't need dafka n'isha, v'chiyad Hashem tiktzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do something for man, that it will be good for him without an ezer kenegdo, v'chein mitzad ha'hemshech shel kiyum ha'olam, ain't tzarech shel dafka idei isha, even to continue the world, proliferate in the world, we don't need dafka woman. It could be done other ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many ways of increasing the population. Doesn't need dafka woman. And therefore, what's the lotov? So it has to be like we had a lengthy shiur recently on the pasuk of Ayar Hashem Ki Tov. That this means that besides the fact that at the original time of the Bria the tachlis was for the Jewish people and for the Torah, like Rashi says at the beginning of Chumash. Then there's Vayar Elokim Kitov, that not only is so going to be Yisod HaBriya, the whole Mahalacha and Yanam B'chol Pratu Prat Shela Olam B'chol Zman Kiyumo, for the entire duration of creation, it's going to be for this purpose of Tov, for Yisrael HaOskim B'Torah, that which is called Tov. And through this, everything is Kitov. So that's the Vayar Elokim Kitov, not only the original Bria, but the Hemsheikh afterwards, with Hashem seeing it, that it's good. He's making that the Hemsheikh, the continuation afterwards, should also be for the sake of good, for the sake of Torah, for the sake of Kedusha. And it emerges then, Alechatchila, the world was created in two stages. Number one, Be'etzem Yisod HaOlam, the Tachla Zushal Yisrael HaOskim B'Torah, the very foundation of the world for this purpose, that the Jewish people should be learning Torah. And number two, Shekol Maaseh HaOlam B'chol HaZmanim, all the deeds of the world and all the times are for this purpose of the Jewish people learning Torah. First the Etzem Yisod HaBriya, and then the Hemshech HaBriya as well. And on this it says here, Lo Tov, in other words, Klapei Tachlit Zu, vis-a-vis this purpose, which is defined by the Torah as Ki Tov, Ein ze tov b'yot adam levado. You're not being mekayem. We're not fulfilling the tov of the world, the good of the world, the Torah of the world, if man is alone. Why not? So this is for the reason Rashi said. So in other words, this perish is just a hemshech of the previous shir, where we saw that the tov is that there should be a world, a holy world, a good world, a world filled with Torah. So obviously everything is going to be all for a blungent, all mixed up. If people think they're too reshuyos, that's not going to be tov. That's not going to help in the tachlis of the world. Lo tov, it's not going to fulfill the tachlis if it's adam levado. Because a person's going to think that they're too reshuyos. Velo tiskayim atachlis shel kol ha-maisim, shishyavi l'Yisrael ha-oskim b'Torah. Elo. But rather, people are liable to make a mistake and do things that are against the Torah. And therefore, you have to make sure that people don't make a mistake. All the doros ha-asidim, and make sure that man has a bazook, that man has a partner. And in order that it should be a bazook, that it should be a partner for man, we have to make a matzav that he's lacking in Ezer Kenegdo. That's going to be completed only by through a bazook. And then he's going to have this bazook, he's going to have this partner. And then the tov that is necessary for the bria is going to be completed. And that's what it means. Esalo ezer kenegda. In other words, not only do I have to make it so that there are two in the world and not just one, but also I have to make a matzav where a man needs an ezer kenegda. God also created a matzav where man is now lacking. And this Ezer Kenegdo is going to give him Shlemus. It's not going to be Lo Tov, it's going to be Ki Tov. And this is Muchach Mipshuto Shel Mikra. Because as we said, the Inyan HaTov that's mentioned, B'chol Ma'ase Bereishis, is talking about this. It's talking about the Tachlis HaTorah. Because it starts out that people are going to make a mistake. And what are they going to think? They're going to think, that, like Rashi says, that there are two reshuyos, there are two powers. One in Shemayim, God, and one in the Aretz, man. By giving man a partner, a spouse, people are going to then see that man is not alone. And Mimela, the world will have good, because then there's only one God that's going to bring to the tachlis of the world. But when is one considered a partner? When is one considered a spouse? When man is lacking him, when man needs him, when man needs her. If man wouldn't need her, then she would have nothing to do with man. So Hashem also had to create a situation where man needs this Ezer Kenegdo. So it starts out, it's not for man, it's not for the sake of man. It's that people shouldn't make a mistake, like Rashi says, because the whole Tov in the Bria is talking about fulfilling the Tachlis of Tov, which is Torah, like we explained at length in the previous shir. And this Tachlis will not be fulfilled if man is alone, because then people are going to think that he's ruling the lower world, he's ruling the planet Earth. That can't be. So therefore God has to make him a partner. But in order for this partner to be shayach to man, he has to somehow lack a partner. Otherwise, what does she have to do with man? So God made it that now man is lacking, now man needs her, and then she's considered man's partner. She's fulfilling man, she's completing man. And therefore, people are going to see, man needs somebody to complete him. So they're not two rishuyos anymore. There's only one, there's only God. But man needs this bazug. So originally, the first shlav is bechlal, that people shouldn't think that man's alone, because that they'll think he's God, just like God's alone. But in order for this to be, in order for this to be meaningful, that man has a partner, he has to lack this partner. So therefore, Hashem made it that he's lacking, and then SLO is her connecta, and now she's going to be a helpmate. So she'll really be he'll really need her, she'll really be his spouse, she'll really be his partner. So the world was created, we said, in two stages. There's the etzem creation, and then there's the making sure that the hemshech stays that way, stays the way for the duration of creation. And here also, first there was the creation of man for the tachlis of Torah, that's stage one, but we want it to stay that way, that the tachlis is fulfilled. And memeli, you have the sezer kenegdo. And the Gemara in Yevamos is correct. It really is good for man. It really is, if a man doesn't have a wife, he's shari below simcha, below bracha, below tov, he's lacking lots of great stuff. But still, not a steer to Rashi. Starts off with what Rashi says, that people shouldn't say that they're two rishuyos. And then, man therefore needs a partner. But how is man going to need a, how is she going to be considered his partner unless he's lacking her? So God made it that he's lacking her. And now that he's lacking her, she's going to be considered his partner, and people are going to see that the world cannot be, the world doesn't have two powers, there's only one, only Hashem. And man has this partner who he really needs. That was only afterwards. Originally it wasn't for man. Originally it was for the world. They should see man isn't alone. But in order for it to be meaningful, God had to make it that man needs a partner. So the Maaseh, the Gemara in Yevamos is right, the man really does need a partner. And that's also why the Gemara says that even if somebody has children, he still needs a wife, Asra Lama Below Isha. Because we see that the Tachlis Habriya is that a man should have an Isha. That's the Tov. So it turns out, Lo Tov, we have two things. Number one, a Mitzias, if man is alone, that can bring people to make a mistake, think he's Yachad B'Tachtonim. And also it's bad for man himself, and therefore he needs a Nezer Kenegdo. So now we can explain the Pesukim further. Pesukim Yotes and Chaf. After it says in Yotches, Lo Tov Yasod Mavadu, Asol Ezer Kenegdo, it says, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Min Adama, Hochayas Esodim, Eskolof Hashemayim, Vayavo Al Adam, Liros Ma Yikrolo, V'chol Asher Yikrolo, Adam Nefesh Chayu Hushmo, Vayikro Adam Shemes Lachol Behema, Ulof Hashemayim, Hochayas Esodim, Ulo Adam Lo Matze Ezer Kenegdo. And only in Pesukim Chof Aleph and Chof Beis, it says in Chof Beis, Vayivin Hashem Elokim is Hatzela, which is the fulfillment of Eselo Ezer Kenegdo. So something weird is happening over here. First it says that man needs an Ezer Kenegdo. And then it starts talking about giving Shemos to all of the animals. So what's this hefsek? Why are we stopping in the middle? If it's lo tov yose adam levado, then why doesn't he just immediately give him a wife? So based on what we explained, that there are two inyanim going on over here in this lo tov, which are the conditions for the result of the creation of woman, we understand that they were brought to man to see what he's going to call them. And in Bereishis Rabba it says that when man gave names to the animals, God says to the angels that the chachma of Adam is greater than your chachma. So the room for mistake that man is yichidi, that man is alone, that man is the sole ruler of earth, is because he's so wise. Because otherwise, how would you think that he's yachid b'elyonin? He's yachid b'tachtonim, just like there's a yachid b'elyonin. But mitzad sheni, Rashi says that when they were brought, animals were brought in front of him, he said, look, everything is a zachar nekeva. Everyone has a ben zug, and I don't have a ben zug. So in other words, now he felt the chisaron of the ben zug, lios lo lezer kenegdo. So now you have the two conditions of the lo tov, which brings us weiter to the creation of a woman. And therefore only later on, after these psukim, do we read about the creation of woman. Because first it has to tell us that the animals were brought to Adam and he gave names to them, which shows his tremendous chachma. That's one reason to make a mistake. And then also, l'adam lo matzeh ezer kenegdo, that man is lacking, as we see in Rashi, that hey, they all have partners, I don't have a partner. So these are the two conditions for the creation of woman. But people are going to think that man is God, which is only because he's so wise. So that's what it says in the pasuk, that he called them all names, that shows his wisdom. Hashem said to the malachim, look at how wise man is. And then, after that, it says that Adam Rishon said, look, they all have partners, and I don't have a partner. So that shows that man is lacking. So therefore, we see weiter that man goes to sleep, and God creates man. God creates woman for man. Pasuk Chav Beis. Hadvarim Niflaim, and Vitzos Hashem Darkenu. We hope to revisit this pasuk. It's really one of the most powerful psukim in the Torah. Lo tov yose adam levado, eso lo ezer kenegdo. We'll all be zoche to find the ezer kenegdo, or be that ezer kenegdo, and bring to the Shlemus HaBriya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.